online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
A top government minister's quit his role over plans for the expansion of Heathrow Airport. International Trade Minister Greg Hand says he made the decision after it was made clear that Tory MPs wouldn't have a free vote in Monday's Commons debate.
KMFM News.
A top health academic warned it's likely situations similar to that in Hampshire, where patients suffered early deaths after being given powerful painkillers needlessly, have happened elsewhere. Police are to examine new details which came out in a report into practice at Gosport War Memorial more than 80 years ago. The Justice Minister says women will be better protected when upskirting is made a specific criminal offence. Legislation's being introduced to Parliament, which should clear all the necessary hurdles as the government's backing it. Five men have been arrested following an investigation into fly tipping in Kent. Police have been working with local councils who've spent about £1 million over the past year clearing dumped rubbish. Police and Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott says it's a serious issue that they're keen to tackle.
We need people to continue to report it, but in order to make sure that Kent Police is in a position to respond, I'm doubling the size of the rural policing team this year so that they've got more resources to respond if they need to.
Amanda Corr is from the NFU, which represents farmers in Kent.
If they're livestock people, it can injure their animals, and if they're growing, you know, fruit and vegetables and so on, then you have cross-contamination as well going into the food chain.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Tributes are being paid to former Love Island star Sophie Graydon after her boyfriend announced she's died. Northumbria police say a 32-year-old woman was found dead yesterday and there aren't thought to be any suspicious circumstances. The 100,000th LED streetlight has been installed outside County Hall in Maidstone. Over the last couple of years, a £40 million project has been underway to replace every one in Kent. It's hoped it'll save the County Council £5 million a year in electricity costs and reduce the amount of CO2 being released into the atmosphere. Mark Whiting is the Cabinet Member for Transport.
A huge credit to Bouygues, who are the contractors looking after this for KCC. Their crews have been round the county and residents will have seen them. It's a very quick, very slick process of getting these lights changed.
A man's managed to escape serious injury after being crushed against a chip shop door by a lorry in Maidstone. The driver was trying to turn it around in a narrow street and ended up trapping his co-worker and breaking the glass door. You can watch the CCTV footage at kentonline.co.uk. Schools across Kent have been recognised for the work they're doing to get more children interested in reading and writing. Among the winners at the Kent Literacy Awards were Fleet Down Primary in Dartford, who've converted two wooden lodges into a fairy tale themed library, and Wilmington Academy, who challenged students to imagine they were Syrian refugees as part of a writing scheme. Kent education boss Roger Goff says teachers are doing great things.
It's not a case of same old, same old. What you actually see is constant innovation, people taking different approaches to achieving what is really something very, very important, which is achieving higher standards of literacy and getting installed in as many of our young people as possible a love of reading.
And Marco Pierre White's announced he's opening a new chop house restaurant and fish and chip shop in Dover. They'll be based in a new hotel and spa in the town, which is due to open this summer. It comes just weeks after the celebrity chef announced he'd be opening a steakhouse in Folkestone.
Sport
with Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket and Kent are batting again after 20 wickets fell on the opening day of their championship game with top of the table Warwickshire. Ishmael's got the latest on that, plus some football news this lunchtime.
Well, the home side made 197 in their first innings at Tunbridge Wells yesterday before bowling the visitors out for 125. Kent have now resumed and a short time ago were on 85 for 2. Football, and we now know who Gillingham will play in their opening game next season. They'll travel to take on newly promoted Accrington Stanley on Saturday, August the 4th. Their first home game will be the following weekend against Burton Albion, who've been relegated from the Championship. The Gills will welcome Portsmouth to Priestfield on Boxing Day before travelling to Southend United on New Year's Day. The season will finish with a trip to Blackpool. If you go to all the away games, you'll end up travelling more than 8,000 miles. That's enough to fly to Chicago and back. And at the World Cup, Dele Alli hasn't trained with the England team today as he continues his recovery from a thigh strain. The other 22 players in the squad have been taking part in their first full session since the 2-1 win over Tunisia.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.